You should write a self-help book, and at the end, the last chapter should be chapter whatever number, and it should just say, kill yourself. Like, after all of the after shitty, all, like, negative, it's all over, I'm 35 years old, my sex life is over, my intestinal fortitude is over, everything is over at 35. This book.
My diet, you can't eat shit, you can't do anything. Yeah. Just
Life
shut off.
By Brian Gerard.
Oh my God.
All you can barely hope for is to have a couple pieces of fruit in the morning and that someone will give you a hug.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
No expect. Whenever I say, I'm talking to Brian, like, I'm hoping to, and he'll say, Gregory, you realize you have no expectations for anything.
That way you're never disappointed.
Yeah.
See, like, what?
Okay, now hang on.
Having no expectations, that's insane.
Let's
roll on this.
We are rolling.
Oh, okay. You haven't been paying attention.
Sorry, I don't ever know what you do. I feel like you sneak attack a record button. Next thing I know, my darkest secrets are out to the world, and then I get phone calls from my mother saying, Brian. Yes, mother. You don't really believe. Believe what, Ma? That you're all over at 35. I said, well, not that I'm all over. It's just that things have certainly come to a screeching halt.
Just read my book, Ma.
Yeah.
Just read the book, Ma. Just read the book and then look at the last chapter that Greg actually inspired me to write.
Yeah. Greg's the editor of the book.
No, I ghost wrote the last chapter.
Nice. Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Chapter 28, kill yourself.
That's good.
Does your mom really listen to this show?
Sometimes.
I would strongly encourage her to stop listening.
I told her that it would probably be best if she just sticks to the episodes that I share with her that are worth sharing.
Well, now, let's talk
about... But that truth, that ain't happening.
No. Let's talk about
expectations. But my dad also. My dad and all his crew at the Jamesbury Corporation, because they got new computer systems there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They listen to Shy
Jamesbury. Nice.
Shout out to the Nell Jamesbury. Nell's company. Jamesbury company.
Let's talk about...
Do you know where your dad works?
Yeah, they changed the company name.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
I know where he works physically.
We're shouting out the men that work there with your
men.
Father.
Some women.
Same women.
And women.
Ladies. Yeah, all right.
But a lot of the men. My dad is the kingpin down there, though. He's
the big man.
He's
no
the big man on campus.
Yeah, he's the kingpin wherever he goes.
That's the truth. Dan Gerard.
Yeah.
Can we talk about expectations now? Because I think you brought up a really good, interesting point.
Well, expectations, I don't have any.
Are we doing a show?
Keeping them low.
At some point. We'll get there.
At some point, let's keep the expectations low, Greg.
We always do.
Yeah.
And we're never disappointed.
I got to say, I am the same way when it comes to movies. I try to keep my expectations low, not non-existent, but just low. And then I find that I'm not disappointed.
What about life? Life is not a movie.
No, but not for life. No. Don't do that for life.
No, that's true. But you should try it on for life and see what happens to you.
Nothing will happen. If you don't have any expectations, you can expect nothing to fucking happen.
But hang on. Expectations are not directly related to results.
But I feel like expectations are – it's just another word of ambition, visualization. You're like, expectation is using your imagination as far as like, I'm thinking about what could I expect to happen if I take this action.
Would
what
you say an expectation is the same thing as a goal?
Basically.
Yeah, I would substitute expectation. Expectation to me is it's my birthday. I expect Greg to get me a gift. And then when he doesn't, I get disappointed.
Yeah, but is that a goal?
However,
I want to get a gift.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Greg.
You can't interchange expectation and goal. However, when I don't expect Greg to do anything, which is what I expect, and he actually does do something, I'm like, oh, that's lovely. But also when he doesn't do it, I'm also not disappointed because I didn't expect it in the first place.
Okay. But that's one thing. That's one thing. Like, I wouldn't expect – I agree with Brian there. I wouldn't expect other people to show up and save the day.
I wouldn't expect me to buy Brian a present.
I wouldn't
either.
Expect – no, I think he's that's actually smart, specifically in that kind of thing. I wouldn't expect anything from anyone because you can't – predicting a human being is like trying to ride a rabid bull – being
rabid.
Shot with darts. Who would try
bulls rabid?
And no, some are, but who do you surround yourself with, Greg?
No, I'm just guys human like beings.
Yeah, but not all human beings are that unpredictable. Yeah, in some ways, you can go home and expect certain things to happen, right?
Go home.
Yeah, let's go just know. I'm just saying, go home.
Where are you going?
Go back to the East Coast, and you can expect certain things to happen.
No, like what? Absolutely not.
None whatsoever. No. Oh, please. I bet you could predict that you say something to your father, right, or your mother, or your little nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. You can't – well, maybe not nieces and nephews. They're wild cards. See, but you can predict what – your father will say if you say something.
Right. Like, for example,
yes,
if Greg, just as a hypothetical situation,
yeah,
if Greg goes out one night in Amesbury, Mass, right, and the weather may be inclement, right, and he decides that, you know what, I'm at a bar, it's starting to snow, I've had a few drinks, I'm going to not drive home.
Okay.
A 100% expectation is his old man's going to come downstairs from his slumber and tell Greg –
on the phone? Is it
No. To his face. Oh, to his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg, where's the car? Oh, it's outside the bar. Winter parking ban. What do you mean?
A winter parking ban.
Which means the car has either been towed or has a ticket on it. Because
great.
Because of why? The winter parking ban.
That's right. I told you that story, right?
I didn't hear that story.
Oh, yeah. I went to a bar and got drunk and made the right decision in Amesbury, Massachusetts, which is never drive home in Amesbury, Massachusetts when you're downtown getting drunk next alongside most off-duty police officers. And the other police officers are sitting in their squad cars in the parking lot.
Outside of the one bar.
Yes. Outside of the three bars in the one parking lot. And there is one road through the center of town.
So wait a second. If they're not giving you a ticket for drunk driving, they're giving you a ticket for parking.
Winter parking ban. Winter parking ban has there are no signs for out of towners.
Wow.
So it's just another way that.
Luckily, Amesbury doesn't really receive a lot of out of towners.
Not
so
a lot
much.
Of tourists.
Did you get a ticket?
Yeah.
And wait, now let's just say, out of that example, could you have expected your father to say that?
I would expect it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show. Welcome to the Shy Show.
I can expect that every
show. See, there we go. All right. That's good.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey, man. Good evening, ladies. Just lay down. Just lay down. Just lay down.
Are they doing this against their will?
You're not doing this. Just lay down. You're not doing this against your will. You're not doing this. Yes, I love you, too. I love you too. Just like, good evening.
And Robert tried.
Ladies, you can stand back up now.
Stand up.
And
stand up for your right. Do what you want to do.
Hello.
I want to lay down.
No, you don't.
Where's Greg?
That's not an expectation that you want or have. Because let me tell you, 100% of the time, that will lead to disappointment. I'm just kidding.
Merry Christmas.
What?
Oh my God.
Is it that time of year already?
It is that time of year.
Like, literally, it's Christmas.
Didn't you hear the bells?
The bells. Is it Christmas Day?
It's Christmas Eve.
No, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Christmas time is here.
My brother's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Robert's brother, who David. We don't know.
It's amazing.
You've talked to him.
Not remember
I know,
his
but
name.
It's been 2 years since we talked to him.
Yeah, we've got to get him on.
You put him right back in the closet. What's my sister's name?
Your sister's name is...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Joe Gerard.
Ooh, that's actually close.
Very close. Joanne.
Oh, yes! Yes! Huzzah!
Huzzah! Good guess.
Thank you. Dave.
What's up, Dave? We got to get Dave back on the line.
Talk to him about
call him right now.
Alter ego.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's Christmas Eve. Yeah, come on. He's up.
Wake him up. Wake him and the kids up. I want to just get everyone on the line. Let's chat roulette with them.
What are you guys doing tonight? What are you guys doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm actually here in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I'm spending it with my lady friend.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Make love to her on Christmas Eve?
Whoa.
That's a little bit too much information.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All of a sudden, we're drawing a line.
I'm drawing a line.
Okay.
Her parents are in town.
Ah.
Are they listening to the show right now?
Probably not.
We're probably all sharing a bedroom.
Oh, my God. Christmas is ruined.
But her brother is going to be in the next room.
Oh, that's
in the apartment.
So. It'll be fun.
You can do some quiet banging.
Yeah, you can just quiet. I've done it with friends of mine 2 feet away.
Oh, no
that's,
doubt.
That's
no
it's
doubt.
Easy. Inappropriate.
Yes, very easy.
No, okay, at what age were you doing that?
32.
Wait, last week when I was over at your apartment.
Yep, right there, you saw it. Okay. No, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, but exactly. Because at some point you start to realize...
That it's uncomfortable?
It's not just about you.
Yeah, it is.
What? Yeah, it is.
What are you talking about?
Wait, I didn't initiate it. She did.
No, it's about the other people in your life and in the apartment or in the room. You gotta
be considerate. Do you know that men are not allowed to turn down sex?
Can't.
It's against the rules of nature.
Although wait, the rules of nature or the rules of a relationship?
Both.
Like, are you called out?
Sex. No, in a relationship you can turn it down because at that point you're just like, whatever.
Sometimes I just want to have a...
Yeah, you don't get called out.
I just want to have a hot meal and go to sleep. I mean, what are you talking about?
But in real life, I turn down sex in real life.
All the time. Well, I mean, you know, with no expectation comes no disappointment.
That makes no sense. But anyway,
it really
fits right in there.
No.
What are you doing on Christmas Eve?
I'll be here. I'm in Los Angeles. First time ever.
Ooh. Wow.
Alone?
First time ever. I will be sharing it with the world.
Who?
And your roommate?
Via myself. No, I'll actually be alone on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I'll get into something.
What?
But this is the first Christmas holiday. I celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Not Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Though I appreciate those who do.
P.S. Love Jews so much.
Love them a lot.
I seriously love them.
Just a huge fan of all of them. No matter where they are, I love them.
All right.
I will be my first holiday, much to the chagrin of Marianne Girard.
Mm. Marianne Pietro Girard.
She's having a tough time with her babies not being around for the holiday. Mm. First time ever. And, you know.
Wait, are you the only Girard not going to be there?
I believe Joe Girard is also not joining the Worcester ranks.
Salt in the wound.
I don't want to sit in that too hard. It's a bit of a touchy subject, but nothing but love back to the East Coast family.
To Worcester.
It also encompasses change. And change is hard for those who wish not to embrace change.
Okay, so
and
what you're saying
two.
Is, yeah,
if we could
you're
transcribe,
working, right? That's what it means. You're
if we
working.
We could transcribe what he just said and put it under a chapter two heading of Life by Brian Girard. It would be
subtitle.
Fucking, people would burn the book immediately. The
subtitle of the chapter would be skip to the next.
There would be no burning of books
Shamity
because
Dam Lam.
I would distribute
Shamity
it.
Blam Lam.
I would distribute it as an ebook. There would be no burning of it.
That's the name of the book.
Shamity Blam Lam.
Shamity Blam Lam.
Another life conundrum. By Brian Giran.
Greg Hoyt, where are you? Where are you going to be?
Today on Christmas Eve, I am in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Is there a light dusting of snow?
There,
or is
maybe.
It a
would hope so.
It usually is.
But you're not at the boat shop?
I may be at the boat shop. I'm hanging out with Graham McKay. He'll be putting the final trimming. I was there last Christmas Eve because he was put. He makes Graham McKay of Lowell's Boat Shop in Amesbury, Massachusetts, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. He makes all the people in his life fine wood-crafted gifts.
Is that something that you can expect every year?
No, I can't.
Oh, damn it.
But,
I'm just saying, because I was going to give that guy as an example.
Go ahead.
Graham McKay, this gentleman who seems to run on it with an even keel.
Yeah, very even keel.
Well, because he makes the keel.
Yeah, he does indeed.
He builds it.
He builds it in his boat shop.
Yeah, he does.
So this gentleman
is
somebody who you have come to expect certain things from. Remember that whole low expectations, no expectations? Well, this is somebody who I'm sure you have some expectations.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not met my expectations sometimes, and I've not met his.
Right.
You know?
But that doesn't prevent you from having some.
That's right.
Look, dude,
I'm with you. I think expectations are the way to go.
Brian's the one that says, I got to find an example
don't
of him.
Don't
I see.
You think, though, I would like to make a plea. It's a plea.
Uh-huh.
It's a full-on plea to Graham McKay of Lowell's Bolt Shop.
Yeah.
I'd love some of that fine woodworking material.
I think we
If you want to wrap up a gift and send it.
Something to the Shide Show.
Send it to your old pal, Brian.
Stacy
out here on the West Coast.
Nice.
I'd be touched, humbled, and honored to receive such a gift.
You were there last year at Christmas time at Lowell's Boat Shop, right?
Was it Christmas time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Now this mug you're drinking out of says that Lowell's Boat Shop has been around since 1793.
That's correct. It is the oldest consistently and currently operating boat shop in America.
Wow.
And my best friend Graham runs it.
Now he runs it. He doesn't own it, but he runs it.
No, he doesn't own it. It's a it's a national historic landmark.
Okay. So the people own it.
People. We the people.
We the people own that boat ship.
But my boy is like... He's
a master boat builder.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Was he devastated when that that boat got destroyed in Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah. He knew a bunch of the people on it.
I'm sure he did. That's pretty awful.
It's crazy.
The Bounty. That's right.
It had just been in Newburyport a month earlier. Right. I haven't talked to him. I've talked to him a bunch since, and I keep forgetting to ask why on God's green earth the Bounty was 90 miles off the coast of New England or Nova Scotia when this fucking storm hit. Because, as we all knew, a week before, the storm was coming.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, they probably just misjudged. They probably were like, we can ride this out.
Some people,
no way. Those guys are so careful.
The things that I heard were, number one, it was either that she, the captain, thought that they could get ahead of it.
Mm.
Number two, that the captain was also somewhat of a daredevil, enjoyed.
This captain was a female.
Running the fine line there. Yeah.
Well,
she went down with the ship.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Luckily, I think she was the only one. I think they at first thought there were two deaths.
I think so too. Yeah.
She was it.
Yeah.
Because the old school, that's what happens.
You go down
with the ship.
That's vintage Americana.
That's vintage Americana. And so it should be. Yeah. Especially if you're blowing it on that level. Like, with all due respect to her family and her.
Absolutely. Well,
but she signed up to be a captain
of
a...
Whatever that decision was. Yeah, we don't know. Well, look, we need to get Graham on the show someday.
One of these days. You know what we should do?
Does he have a phone in his shop?
Yeah, but we need to just... We should probably hop on a plane and go and actually do a show from the Lowell Boat Shop. Is probably the best move.
Brian always has such radically efficient ideas. Let's really get it done.
I think our ideas are very practical.
Phone call.
And Brian
we should show up in person. Yeah. I really want to smell the sawdust. Yeah.
I would like to shout out, since it's Christmas Eve,
yes.
I would like to shout out my father, who has a fan that I ran into at a party the other night.
What?
You were there.
Okay.
Our boy, Nate Lyon.
Yeah, Nathan
our
Lyon.
Chef.
Yes.
Chef Nathan.
Chef Nate.
Chef Nate. I went to a party. You were at that party. You were not at that party.
I was at the Foreman Sisters.
Love the Foreman Sisters.
They really are great.
And I walked into the party, and Nathan Lyon, Chef Nathan, said, I got to tell you, your dad stole the show from the top of Mount Shikoroa.
He did.
And I was explaining to him how my dad and I have literally never spoken of that conversation since then. That phone conversation has never come up. I tried to explain to him what a podcast was, and he seemed to think that it might have taken place inside a pod of some kind.
Escape pod.
At that point, I just let it go.
Robert and I were en route to Mars.
Yeah. But I just wanted to acknowledge that was one
That's
of
great.
Nathan's favorites.
Speaking of the Foreman sisters, I came across an article that the police department nabbed these knock-knock burglars, 50 of them. And in capturing them, they found over 11,000 items in their possession. Jewelry, all sorts of things. A lot of jewelry that was bagged up, ready to be sent to that cash for gold places.
What?
Just they found all this stuff. And they cataloged it, took pictures of everything, and put them online. And so I sent a quick email to Karen Foreman.
When?
As you know, she was burgled. And she went online and she thinks she recognizes several of the silver pieces. So some of her stuff might be in there. She didn't at the time recognize any of the rings that she was looking for. But then again, you know, these are pictures. And
did you say there were 11,000 pieces?
Yeah, 11,000 pictures of items.
Might take a minute to go through.
Yes. So anyway, that's a little good news on that front for anybody who's following
us. You get burgled, you get gurgled. Eventually.
Makes no sense.
Eventually you'll get gurgled.
That's chapter 3.
If you want to burgle, you're going to get gurgle. It may run out. May not happen today or tomorrow. It'll catch up to you with the gurgle. The gurgle will catch you.
Who are you talking
about? That's it. No, that's the one paragraph. It may run out. It may not get you. The gurgle will get... I mean, it's like...
Someday the gurgle will get you.
That's it.
God.
Turn to the next page. On to chapter 4 of the fucking most insane...
Chapter 3. Burgle. You may get burgled, but when the gurgle, and it'll catch you. May not be now. Tomorrow. It's Tuesday. Gurgling. Just my...
It's like the microphone's cutting out
yeah,
important parts of the sentence.
No, you know, it's a, everyone
Shamity Dam Blam.
Shamity Dam Blam.
Shamity Blam Blam, chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
Chapter 5, Shamity Blam. Well, I know we're running out of time, and everyone is, time is precious on Christmas Eve.
It is.
I want to say happy birthday to the impending baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Be with your loved ones.
Be with your loved ones. Yes. It's a time of year where you can spend some time with your loved ones.
Yes.
We hope that all of our audience is having a wonderful time with him.
We love you. Yeah.
And I don't speak for Gregory or Robert, but I speak for myself when I say I love you very much.
The royal we, then, is what you're using.
When I say we, I mean me.
Uh-huh, that's royal we.
Be careful not to gurgle on your burgle.
Whoa. What's your special Christmas wish, Robert?
I wish for world peace and Shamity Bam Blam.
Shamity Bam Blam.
Shamity Dam Blam.
Shamity Doo Wap Ba Da
Da. And you, Gregory Hoyt,
my
what
special
is your Christmas
Eve
wish?
My Christmas Eve wish is that my voice reaches you in a way that is peaceful to your ears, that it finds you surrounded by firelight.
Surrounded by firelight? What's your
house
on fire?
How's it burning?
You're in the forest fire.
Wait,
oh, my God. Rescind that.
Clear and cancel.
Try again.
Clear and cancel. My holiday wish for our audience is that this message reaches you peacefully, surrounded by
candle nuts. Hold on. Clear and cancel. Okay, he's gonna get this. He's gonna. He's just. It's the pressure's
just
on because we
Shamity Blam.
We gave such poignant shout outs. Go ahead, Greg. One, two, three.
Ready, cut. Yep. My special.
Start when you feel comfortable.
No, he was ready.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I was just. I just want to give you confidence. When you're comfortable, just go ahead. Let it go. I know you. Just speak from the heart.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Come in.
Yeah.
My special.
Brian.
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
My special Christmas wish is for these words to find you peacefully surrounded by candlelight.
Oh, nice. Mm. So nice.
Enjoying time with your family.
That's great.
Maybe listening to some soft classical music.
Oh, that's good.
And wrapped in a blanket.
And made of
swaddling fleece. And I pray for happiness and health.
Out of praying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
I love you guys. Yeah, not you guys, but the audience.
Oh,
and I love you guys.
Take that back. Okay.
Well, thank you, Gregory.
You're welcome.
Very
that was nice.
I'd like to wish both of you a very merry holiday Christmas.
Merry holiday Christmas.
Thank you. To you guys as well.
Can you imagine if I gave a toast and it went like that?
That would be very awkward.
I'd like to give a toast.
Okay, go ahead.
Where's
your tea?
It's in the other room.
Watch out, you got to.
What's happening? I don't know. I was just.
Go, just start.
Now
the
you're breaking the flow. You're breaking
the flow.
You're breaking the flow.
Okay,
It's good, right?
Yes.
I already finished mine.
Okay.
To world peace.
Ah, yes.
To candlelight.
Mm-hmm.
And to Shadamity Blam Blam.
Cheers.
Christmas time is here. Why don't we give cheer to all the people we're surrounded by on this time of year? Christmas time is here. Let's go high, some deer. Trouncing through the wilderness. There is nothing to fear.
Christmas time is here. Mugs are filled with frothy beer. Children drink.
Robert Shine.
That's it, gentlemen. Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yay!
Boop.